Look, man.
Where?
Oh, I see.
Wow.
Oh, my.
Bowen, look over there.
Wow, is that Ooh. Culture? Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Las Culturistas.
Ding dong, Las Culturistas calling.
We have to address one thing.
The elephant in the room.
The elephant in the room, which is the room we're in, which mm-hmm. is no longer the little Harry Potter broom closet we were in.
That was a crazy twist that the elephant in the room was the room.
Wow.
Crazy twist.
How meta.
It's so big
here. I already love it here.
Yeah, me too. I feel very at home.
I feel very at home. We have a Culturista hat perched on a bookshelf.
To remind us where we came from.
We have a Forever Dog studio marquee. We have a Phillies player Matryoshka doll.
It's great. I have notes. I have notes about the
okay,
space
well,
for sure.
It's a work in progress.
We need a table.
We'll get a table.
We're going to get a little table for that light over there.
And we're going to get a little end table for the light.
Just want to make sure we're covered on tables.
But I got to say, the books are a gaggery. There's such a great variety. You know, it's very masculine, but I see some Zadie Smith.
Yeah.
I see some good stuff. I see great variety. There's some Black Panther comics at the bottom.
Who's reading these books?
I think Alex and HPJ.
You guys hang out in here and read the books?
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I don't judge you what you base to do on your
we
free
just
time.
We just want to congratulate Forever Dog.
For reading
and for just moving into this great new space that
beautiful.
Is literally two blocks away from my apartment. Oh my God.
That's privilege.
That is privilege.
That is privilege to be so close to the podcast studio.
I agree.
Just and every time you walk in here, know that it's been really hard for me to get here from 40 minutes away.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is an oppression narrative for you. And
yeah, thank you for noticing.
Support you, but I can't fully ever experience what you are experiencing.
Right. Did you notice, speaking of that, did you notice my ensemble today?
Yeah. Okay, Matt walked in. He said, "We're giving you full Anthony drag." Is that what you said?
Something to that effect. It was those words.
That was it. That was fully it.
Thank you for confirming.
And our guest and I fully groaned. We said, no.
Well, a small voice, but a mighty one.
Okay.
And I will not be silenced.
Well, let's get our guest.
Free Anthony. Hashtag free Anthony.
From what?
I don't know. Free him
from what?
Let me in on this conversation.
Okay, here, let's get him in. Bring him in. Let's read the credits.
We're going to bring him in. Here are the credits, bitch. He hosts the monthly shows, the amazing monthly shows here in Brooklyn, Future Forms and Stevie, Future Forms on a rotating list of venues, and Stevie at Our Wicked Lady, amazing shows that we've both
with
done.
Drew and Marsh,
and with Julio and Mary and Joe.
Mary Joe.
And
a
this,
rotating cast.
And this is the gag. This is the reason why he's on. We want him to talk about his incredible new solo show. We can't wait to see it. Oh my God.
The poster is amazing. You did great work on that.
With a little help from Sisters Weekend, Michael.
Love it.
Angelo.
Club comic, y'all.
It's going to be so good. You guys
at
have
Union
to see
Hall.
It. Union Hall, March 7th at 8 p.m., honey. Mm-hmm. Get your tickets now. They're going to go.
I live.
I'll be there, and they're going to go, bitch.
I'll be there as well.
Okay, so please.
It's 2 days after my birthday, so I'm making it my birthday party.
Please welcome our guest,
Sam Taggart.
Oh my gosh, hello. Thank you so much for having me. This is a true honor and a pleasure.
Thank you. Two-time guest.
He's our third two-timer.
Yeah.
And this is historic. This is huge. Okay, Sam, what do you think about Anthony? Let's get in.
Let's just dive in.
Thank you. When you were like, what is he guilty of? It's like truly murder. He is. It's not whether he killed before, it's where he hid the bodies. He is a full-on murderer. You can see it in his eyes.
This is the sixth or seventh time I've heard this.
Patrick
and now
Bateman.
I'm realizing it's not just like a funny joke everyone's making. It's a belief that he's a murderer for real.
This is real. This is
fully
real.
I can't believe you.
Okay. It was an immediate, like, I saw him come on screen and I was I felt the fear strike my heart.
I understand.
Did Gizmo, your dog, bark at
he
the screen?
He started barking. Birds started hitting the windows. And I
he
said,
had a Hitchcockian
this is it.
Effect.
I'll say, sheesh.
Sheesh, show.
No. What is it? A look in his eyes?
It's
what
the
exactly?
Look, it's the smirk. It's the tone. There's just like, it's the like handsomeness that's like, wait a minute. This is a trap.
Yeah. And someone pointed out to me that the way he says arepa, and I didn't notice this, but the way he says arepa, I don't know exactly how he said it, so this is still some work that I have to do. But,
and arepa is the right way that you're supposed to say it?
Like, if we're going to work with Spanish
language is very complicated.
It is absolutely complicated, but I believe arepa is the Spanish way to pronounce it.
Okay, crazy thing to be on record for.
I think he may have pronounced it like arepa, arepe, like some insane way to pronounce it. A way that he colonized the language.
I'm willing to look past the mispronunciation.
I read your article today.
Thank you.
It was stunning writing. The prose was just touching.
Wow.
But, I couldn't help but disagree with everything you thought.
Everything I thought.
Yes.
Okay.
Did you agree with anything I thought?
All of it.
Thank you.
I knew what I was walking into today. Uh-huh. I knew the way the tides would turn. And I will say this. I refuse to be bullied or silenced.
Wow.
Us, hashtag free Anthony. We are a minority in this country. And this is the year of minorities being heard. We're here. No, we love Anthony. No, listen to us. Free Anthony. Hashtag free Anthony.
To me, it's like, I truly was just like, who cast him? Like, what?
Well, geniuses, honey.
If you look at his fucking IMDb page, it's full of D-list roles. Like, he was an actor.
D-list roles? I would kill for those credits.
Okay, bitch.
The Blacklist, honey?
The Blacklist. Like, I'm saying, like, under fives, like, he's, like, at my level, our level, all of our levels.
Listen to this stupid bitch. Listen to this privileged bitch.
And I'm not traipsing around Georgia being like, what's a thirst trap? Oh, look at this. It's a grapefruit.
Did he not know what a thirst trap was?
I think so. I think he
I don't remember that.
Like, don't cast him then. Like, it's insane.
I think it's genius. I think he obviously has us talking.
He has
and you know
talking.
The last person who had us talking this way became president
Donald
of the
Trump.
United States.
I thought you were going
to
say Omarosa.
That's awful. He's bringing down the dialogue to a level where it shouldn't be. He's shitting on Queer Eye for the straight guy's legacy.
Were you a fan?
You know, slightly.
Okay.
This TV show used to be the highest gay makeover show in
up,
the
queen.
Land.
Come on.
And now it's disgrace.
Go off, queen. Oh my god.
Fine.
What's the gold standard? Property Brothers?
I'm not familiar.
You don't know Property Brothers?
Well, look, the incestual twins?
Yeah, they're twins.
I'm familiar with the concept. I'm just saying, like, I'm coming into this as, like, you know, not super familiar with makeover shows in general.
Mm-hmm. But you know what you're feeling.
Exactly. And I love the other four. Love them. And love, you know what? At the end of the day, love Anthony. Fellow Canadian. Love him. But
wait, this is a question that I have. We know that he's a good person,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because now it's getting to the point where, like, people are like, we hate him. And then you never know what these people on the Twitter, on the Instagram.
What does these people mean?
People who comment.
Okay.
People who comment.
Oh, like you don't comment.
I don't comment.
Oh, like you
although
don't
I,
comment.
Although I did, I will cop to this. I will cop to this. I did send Tan a message.
No.
I sent Tan a message.
What?
Tan got on his Insta story and was discussing how he was getting a lot of kind of crazy DMs about how people were disappointed that they went on Megyn Kelly's show.
Oh.
They were like, why did you go on Megyn Kelly's show? Uh-huh. And so he took to Insta story and he was like, hi guys, a lot of you are DMing, asking why we did Megyn Kelly. It was to reach an audience. It's not about like whose show it is. It's
sure,
about the
sure,
audience that we can reach.
Sure.
And our show is in a rare position to do that. And then he goes, and I just also want to say that a lot of what you guys are saying is absolutely disgusting. And so I really wanted to like address that because it's really gross and nobody ever deserves to be talked about this way.
I love it.
And I commented, I was like, thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
That was good. I was like, you turned it.
That is the little period
iconic.
That's the thing that you have to end on for every kind of statement for like, you know, thing like that, where you're just like, also, by the way,
this
how could
crazy.
You ever
yeah.
say this?
Yeah. I hope people can find the distinction between lovingly talking about something because you're obsessed with it and it's genuinely a good thing and generally a good thing in your life and like hatred.
So Anthony is a good person, but Sam, what's the over and under on him being his actual serial
he's
killer?
Like,
see, that would fall under bad person for me personally. I don't
okay,
know.
I mean, we don't
I'm not
know.
Judging
maybe
juror.
He's doing like a Dexter thing where he's like killing only criminals. Like,
yeah.
He definitely has the thirst for blood. And like, I don't like on a base level think the thirst for blood is like a bad thing.
No,
it's just
exactly,
like how
exactly.
you process that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Who's someone with a thirst for blood that's great? Tanya Harding?
Tanya Omarosa.
And great. I don't know.
No,
is she
no.
great? Let's talk about. Oh, let's talk about Ms. Marosa.
Okay, Ms. Marosa.
Oh wow.
We don't actually have to have a conversation about this. Omarosa though is spilling all the tea. On
She's
brother.
Spilling all the tea.
I've
and
seen.
Is she changing in your public?
No,
opinion?
She's awful.
Okay, good.
But
again, just checking on the temperature.
She's doing a slight service, and it barely balances out all the horrible things she's
yeah,
doing.
Yeah, all of that. Like, when people are like, actually, I made a mistake. It's like, you no. knew. It was obvious before. It wasn't some trick.
It was plain.
Also, I just want to say, and no, I'm going to say this to my I don't think so, honey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. That's great to know there's that passion in the room, though.
That
you know
is.
What I mean? Yeah.
And I stopped myself. And I'm going to organize my thoughts a little bit more.
That's so cool.
It's so cool. Like, watching him articulate that point.
Yeah, I mean,
taught me about language.
Thank you.
Really?
It probably is arepa.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sure Bowen's right. Yeah.
I would never question Bowen when it comes to languages.
Thank
no.
you.
He knows
Thank
so
you.
Many.
He knows so many, Sam.
I know but a one.
And to wow. think that English is his third language.
Mm, crazy.
Yeah. It is. It's true. I'm just accepting that. I'm doing
Do
a
you
better...
think that's the most amazing thing about you?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. But you know what? I was just talking to someone at work about this, and she speaks fluent French, and every
And
now
you're like, same.
Well, no, I am copping to just not actually knowing my French anymore. And I need to get better at it. So if anyone wants to help me immerse, you know... Let me know if it was Anthony who knows some of his, you know, French Canadian.
Well, there you go.
I don't know.
That well, could be go. What makes you guys best friends.
Oh my God.
Oh, that'd be gorgeous.
I think you guys would really bond yeah. over him teaching you French.
That would be nice.
And maybe yeah. you could teach him how to cook.
Oh! Sheesh. What if it's a win a date with Tad Hamilton scenario, which is often a scenario that I think about, where Anthony sees you
uh-huh.
and falls in love with you. What? Do you keep your take from now or do you go along for the ride like a magic carpet?
I think in order to make the narrative more compelling and to have conflict there, I need to resist his advances.
Like Kate Bosworth.
Exactly. And I need to be like, no, Anthony, I've written about how much I dislike you. This could never work.
Wait,
and
this
then,
actually is a good rom-com for
this. Is
yeah,
this is really
right?
good.
This is a good rom-com for
this. This is cool. Modern. Very now.
Wait, has this been done? Like, reviewer fucking hates someone, meets that person, and is that sort of like
Wait,
you got mail-ish?
I don't know.
It's so familiar. It's so familiar.
Yeah.
It sounds familiar. But you know what?
But that's always a good idea when it seems familiar.
Yes.
But then you find out no one's done it.
Yes, yes, yes. And so... Yeah, third act, you know.
Yeah. What happens?
Instead of an airport chase, it's a drone dock chase. And I'm about to board a drone.
That's amazing.
That's yeah. really cool.
So, that really makes it current.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So really anyway, modern. Oh my
Wait,
God.
Wait, who's casting it? Who's casting
oh
it?
My God, I can't do the work. You guys do
oh
it.
My
oh my
God.
Who would I want to see be funny? You know, that movie's going to be really, also have really funny moments.
Oh my God. This is
like her getting off the drone is going to be such a funny moment. Oh my God, Sandra Bullock.
Oh, we're okay. Sandra so this
Bullock.
Is not based on me and
it worked actually.
No, I think Sandra Bullock
should,
could
it
play
be,
you.
Okay, it should okay. be straight.
Yeah,
it should be it, straight. Absolutely, because right. that way it's like you know. It's,
well, people
it's,
don't like watching.
I know that. Oh, that's I my know. Concern.
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I definitely like would love for like you to play yourself.
I know, but
I think Sandra Bullock would just. I think
like, she
would
be so
see it.
Fun.
She'd be yes. so fun coming off the drone. That
oh my
that
God,
scene I just pitched.
Yes.
Imagine it. She'd be so fun.
So fun.
I would want to yeah. cast Anthony as himself, but he like doesn't have much experience with anything over five lines. So I don't know. If,
yeah.
I don't know. I think we take the risk.
With,
yeah,
with
but
Anthony,
you gotta. I mean, those people that are gonna see it, they're gonna see the bloodlust, and I. It's not that I'd have a problem with that.
Right,
it's just
right,
like,
right.
like they will.
Yeah,
kind
yeah,
of
yeah.
not buy it.
Totally
it's very polarizing. You know, how would it do overseas? How would it do internationally?
Right,
and you
that's
have
like,
to
that's
think about
market.
That.
That's
about
the market.
You have
that's
to
the
think about that.
Have to think about
like,
China.
If you think about that, that's like where they make their money.
Yes.
Absolutely. Something.
Every Hollywood boardroom. Everyone always brings up China now. This is true.
Every action movie, you have to have a car chase in South Korea that ends in a gunfight.
Mm-hmm.
You have to.
Yes.
You have to have that.
Have
also,
to.
Oh, that's a Black Panther reference. I also, not a spoiler alert, I still love how in Black Panther, even though some of it takes place in South Korea, the Asian people, the Asian character are still relegated to just being like fish women, like fish salespeople.
Fish, not fish women in the real sense, because not, like, we could believe that in the world. But they are women
who
sell fish.
And I'm like, fish God women. Damn it. Anyway,
well,
Sandy,
and she's a bouncer.
And she's a bouncer, and fine, she like is cool with Andy Serkis.
Fish
anyway.
Women, I'm going to just go ahead and say, front runner for title of it.
Okay, fine.
Fish women is so far the front runner, because after every episode, we kind of like have a moment where we disagree about the title of EP. So far, just want to check in with everyone, fish women.
Or arepa.
Or arepa.
Yes, yes. Ugh. Sam, why don't you tell us a little bit about Club Comic.
Yes, it's what we're gagged for.
So Club Comic is this show. So I, you know, a couple of years ago, I made this track called Xmas Song.
We love
it. And it was
a
club track where I speak, because I famously can't sing. So, you know, I spoke over a techno beat. And this is sort of an exploration into that world again, with, wow. You know, a fuller concept of being a club party pop star and making a bunch of tracks.
I love that.
I love that.
It's a throwback to, like, you know, Michael Musto. It's like it's a little party monster, but yeah, modernized, but with
that,
a comedic bent infused into stand-up. Is this an accurate description?
I think that's a very accurate description. It's trying to find that mark between Paris Hilton's Drunk Text and, yes, LCD Sound System's Losing My Edge.
Yes. Okay, that's beautiful.
Okay, that's amazing. That's very visual.
And here's the thing, though. Well, Sam knows rhythm, and this is what separates Sam from, let's say, a Countess Luann doing Chic C'est La Vie. It's that Sam has an understanding of rhythm because he is a drummer.
This is true. This, yes, is fact.
I didn't know you were a drummer.
You didn't?
No.
For my bulging arms?
Well, not for nothing, but you're not walking around drumming.
That's true.
You're not going out to the clubs drumming.
I don't advertise as such.
Yeah. You advertise as mostly a comic and friend.
Yes.
But drumming, have you been doing that your whole life?
No, I started in college.
Picked up the sticks.
Self-taught.
Hell yeah.
We had a music room.
Because he knows rhythm.
Because I knew
internally.
Rhythm.
Internally.
It was a natural fit. And I would play with my friends. And then I moved to New York and played in a couple of bands for a little bit.
Heck yeah.
And it was very fun.
Yes, of course. Any interest in revisiting that?
The music,
he sort of is.
I sort of am.
Yeah.
But the music scene is like way more serious, and I am not good at that.
What is the music scene anyway anymore? I don't know.
I don't know. I actually am so disconnected.
Honestly,
from
at this point, I am also extremely disconnected.
Well, I mean, I guess, like, and also how you get started in the music industry, that's so bizarre. When, like, at NYU, they had that really weird Clive Davis recorded music, like, concentration.
Oh.
They had, it was like a school.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
Clive,
yeah,
Dave. And you, I guess, could learn to be a pop star.
Oh my God.
Is this real?
Yeah, I mean, like,
did anyone get
there,
big from it?
Somebody was in it. No, they're not coming to my head right now. But
Clive Davis, really? Is that,
it's, well, Maggie Rogers.
Maggie Rogers.
Yeah, Maggie Rogers.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Have you heard Maggie Rogers?
Yes.
Oh my
and
God.
And the thing is, she
love
wasn't
it.
Even the one I was thinking about. I'm still not landing on this other one, but I know that some, oh, no, it's like a Chantel type. Oh no, like it's like an R&B singer. I'm just not landing on.
Well,
who it is.
Do they teach the students at the Clive Davis fucking thing how to, you know, make themselves more palatable to a wide audience, like they did Whitney?
I think they do teach branding.
By the way,
my friend Kia was in it. Kia Victoria was in it.
Kia was in it.
Yeah,
that's
now
great.
She's like trap. She's like,
she's touring. She's got deals. I do want to say, everyone should read this New York Times piece about how Clive Davis destroyed Whitney.
Absolutely. I'm extremely anti
Clive
Davis.
I haven't heard about this.
Oh, Clive Davis is a monster. He
total monster.
Well, there was the documentary about Whitney, about how, which basically said, you know, she lived her life closeted sexually.
Yeah.
Whether she was bisexual or a lesbian is up for debate, but she was in a long relationship with, like, this woman that was the love of her life.
Robin. Yes.
And it was extremely hidden from the public eye. And most of that had to do with two people, which was her mother, who was very religious.
And very controlling.
Sissy. And very controlling. And Clive, who was, like, focused on making her the biggest pop diva in the world.
Yes.
And you just couldn't be in a same-sex relationship and be that. And so Clive Davis, who we find out later on is himself closeted.
Wow.
And he just came out, I mean, a few years ago, and, like,
yep,
there we go. So think about that. Think about someone who stays closeted sexually for 85 years. Like, that's who we're dealing with here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's how little he cared about the artist. He didn't care about himself.
Oh.
So, like, he really kind of, like, fucked Whitney up. I think that he knew, I don't know, this is, like, alleged, but it was pretty common knowledge that she was doing drugs, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Also, he had, like, a big public fight with Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, really?
Where there was an entire chapter of his book that was, like, She sucks to work with. Not sure if she would have made it in the music industry without American Idol. She was a crybaby over songs that I picked for her and made her a huge star. She didn't want to sing them. Her instincts were always wrong. I was always right. Nothing she says is true.
Damn. Wow.
And so she comes out with a statement and she's like, no, actually, fuck this. I'm not going to lie down and take this. He's lying. He's misremembering incidents. Here's specifically what happened. And then she wrote like about specific incidents and mistakes that he's making in his book.
Oh my
so
God.
She like fully went up against him.
Good for her.
And then I think a lot of people like really respect her for that, because I think he has done this with a lot of artists over time. I think people understand that what she's doing is speaking truth to power in a real way.
Yes.
And I think that's why she's so supported in the music industry, because people know she's a fucking great singer and she
sticks up for what's right.
Kelly Clarkson is an icon.
She is. And you know what?
I have shit talked to her in the past.
You have, and that's actually why I did this. To say, fuck you.
You know what? I'm going to continue to shit talk her in the future because it's
brave.
Fun.
It is. It's very fun.
It's very fun to make fun of her.
I sort of did on the last episode.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, I was saying that like as a 16-year-old, like it's hard to hide you're gay when you're like, my favorite singer is Kelly Clarkson, because people aren't going to be like, oh, he likes her like Britney Spears, like he wants to fuck her.
You can
it's like
fake.
less easy to get away with that when your favorite singer is Kelly Clarkson publicly at 16.
At the time, though.
You could
get away with that.
A little bit. One time my best friend at the time said, I just wish she showed more skin.
Wow.
And like the like gay man in me like shivered when that happened. I was like, I hate
to me
this.
Honestly, that reads more like something a gay man would say.
Now, today, current, modern.
Yes.
Absolutely. We become our bullies.
Rule
it's
number
so true.
48 of culture yes. is gay we, man become our bullies.
And we dress up as them.
Yes. And treat everyone like garbage.
Like every day is like straight boy Halloween. We're always dressing up.
It is. Okay, Sam, you've written some new materials, new songs.
New materials. I have six, maybe seven new tracks.
Okay.
Yes. I've worked with a couple of producers.
Yes. Okay. Come on, produce.
I'm so excited for this
Me
show.
Me too. I'm really excited.
And there's going to be a lot of mesh.
I think we were going to say meth.
Strongest aesthetic choice.
Yeah.
It's like a throwback to 90s.
Yeah,
club culture.
I really love like the photos and the images. I think it's great. I also think it's genius to have you spell out the words in the title. His body is like contorted to spell the letters. It's amazing.
He showed me an early rough raw photo of it.
Did you get it?
Because I did. Because you know what I said. I go, this is so cool. This is like was, and I didn't even ask. I said, are you referencing RuPaul's Viva Glam campaign for MAC in the 90s?
And the answer was?
Yes.
Deeply
100%.
Yes. Wow.
Deeply yes.
But that was Sisters Weekend's mm-hmm. idea mm-hmm. fully. They came up with the design and they shot the photos.
And I saw you the same day? No, the day after you shot, because you still had silver paint on your body.
Yeah, I painted my entire body silver and there's still some in my ears.
You must
take care of that,
guys.
Take care of yourself.
Sam is famously a stinker, which means he.
This is true. I was wondering if this would come up today because I don't think it did come up on the first time.
It did not come up. Sam is a stinker,
a famous stinker,
which means that he is, let's say, very sparing about just personal hygiene. I would say is that a fair?
Minimalist.
He's minimalist. There you go.
When it comes to social,
is that a fear of products or a fear of conforming to hygiene?
I think it's a little bit of both.
Okay.
Because it's like, one, it's my own, you know, special brand.
Yes.
People know when I'm coming. And
people know
and also,
when
like,
I'm coming.
Once you start, like, where do you stop?
Oh.
I'm worried about the slippery slope aspect of taking care of myself.
What would your fragrance be called? If you could just give everyone, like, what your scent is, like, what your vibe is, like, what's the fragrance? How do you brand it?
I feel like it would be called, like,
I think it's
salty.
Salty. Oh!
I think it's called stinker.
Crust prep.
Ew!
Crust prep!
No!
Oh my God.
Honestly, maybe that's the one.
Norm
the
crust.
Reaction, are,
no, my personal brand is Crust Prep. Because I
prep,
like if you saw a
you
photo,
are.
You'd be like, he's clean.
Yeah. Yep. 100%.
Oh my God. That is privilege. That is looking clean, but being crusty, bitch.
Mine would be called Beachy, but you wouldn't know if it would be bitchy or literally beachy like the Long Island.
Okay.
Beach.
That's fun.
Okay.
That's fun.
Mm. And you have to say it like that.
Bowen, what's your scent?
Mine would be called Thesaurus. And,
because there's something else you could get that would be a little bit
similar.
Better.
Yeah,
if you feel
because there's something else you can get
that'd be a little bit better of a descriptor, more specific,
but also sort of off, sort of off the mark.
Like that's not the one, and you'll keep coming back to me.
Yeah.
Thesaurus. Now I want to talk about.
It could be a good dinosaur too.
It could be a great dinosaur.
Mm. A thesaurus.
Oh my God.
I think I saw a thesaurus in Jurassic World 3 or 2.
Oh my God.
Yes. Sam.
That's like a popsicle stick joke for like a 10-year-old.
Hold on. Wait. Thesaurus emerges as a contender for title.
I don't
know. Thesaurus emerges.
Crust prep is the one.
It's also in the race.
Ooh, baby. You know what? Let me just pull back a little. I'm loving the vibe of the new space.
Me
we're
too.
So much more casual, honey.
It's very casual in a good way.
Sorry. I know we've like already ganged up on you on the Anthony stuff.
That's fine. You know what? By all means, literally my haters make me stronger kisses to my critics.
Oh, like, okay, never mind. It's like Black Panther suit, you know? Like,
wow. Exactly.
Yeah. But when I walked in, I was like, gorgeous. When Bowen walked in, he was like, stunning. And the first thing he said when you walked in was, yep. Needs work.
Yeah, needs work.
Matt is a monster.
I'm a bitch. I'm a famous bitch.
Oh, my God.
That's why I look up to Adam Rippon. This is what I think about
is
Adam Rippon.
Is he a famous bitch?
Here we go.
This is what I think about. Yes, he's a famous bitch. He calls himself a bitch.
But, like, he's like, bitch, like, winky. Like, I'm not really.
I think deeply there is someone there. This is what I've been saying. That is someone who knows where he wants to sit in a restaurant. Like he walks in, he says, we want to sit outside by the water. And if there is no water, you fucking dig a hole and put water in it and you get a little lake. Adam Rippon wants to sit next to the water.
I like do not see that. I see more like he's trying
to
be
polite?
Like, I think he's trying so hard to be like, hashtag relatable gay.
That's it.
And that like, it's like he's doing like just enough bitchy to be like,
but you
fun.
Don't think who he really is like someone who wants
absolutely.
It the way he
like
wants
he's,
it.
He's probably yeah. like, he would be like a monster to the help.
Yeah.
But, you know, his whole thing.
In a fun way. In a fun mainstream way.
That's debatable because I feel, I was like, you know what, Adam, I'm approaching Adam the same way I'm approaching Anthony, which is coming from a place of love and acceptance. But
yeah, we support.
The moment that I disengaged from Adam.
Oh, I
was,
remember this moment.
Sam remembers this moment. No, you don't.
I remember this so distinctly.
So vividly.
It was raining.
Yeah. It was raining. So when fucking Adam did that press conference where he was like, I'm still getting used to being like America's sweetheart. I was like, fuck you, man.
I love it.
I thought
he's unapologetic.
I thought you were gonna like. I actually like that part. That's when
yes.
I was like, I'm in. What I'm not in is like the part I thought you were gonna bring this up when they were like on a scale of Reese
Witherspoon to Elmo. How excited are you? And he goes,
Meryl Streep.
I didn't get that. That didn't read for me.
It
that was a weak
like,
moment for him because I was like that wasn't the answer.
He was glitching. Yeah. He was totally glitching.
He gay glitched and spit out Meryl Streep
The reporter was like, that doesn't really make sense. No. And then he goes. And then, like, the reporter's like, okay. And then he goes, if that makes sense. And then the reporter's like, I don't think it does.
Wait, who's that queen?
She was, I loved her.
We
I was
need
like,
her on
her,
the show.
Get
yeah,
her ice skate,
yeah,
bitch.
We need her as a guest.
I mean, look, Adam's great, and he does an insane workout.
He is representing bitches, not LGBT. Yeah. LGBT community is confused that he's representing them. Now he's representing bitches.
Okay, which is another oppressed minority.
Absolutely. It's time. We're here.
Guy Branum has been chastising me over text being like, why are you on board with him? He's representing all of us. We haven't been seen in the past. He's showing everybody what it's like to be seen, blah, 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 which I sort of get. But then he sent me a screenshot, first of all, of like, a Louis Vertel tweet, and I was like, okay, what? And then it was an Adam Rippon tweet. It was too like
you're shady.
I know, I'm afraid to speak
like,
on this subject.
No, it was fine. It was just like, I was like, it was just a moment of like, wait, what am I reading? But it was like Adam quote tweeting someone who tweeted at him, who even is Adam Rippon? And then Adam Rippon quote tweeted that to say, I don't know, who isn't? And I'm like,
what?
Okay, that's also something that doesn't make sense.
Uh-oh.
Like,
are we thinking
think,
he might not be with it?
I
he
don't
might
know.
Not get it.
He might be a little bit of an Antony.
No, Anthony gets it deeply. Anthony has a great personality. He's fun. He gets it. He gets the joke.
Fine.
And no, so does Adam.
No one with a great personality wears two Strokes t-shirts in
and
a season
two Little
of
Life t-shirts.
Eight episodes.
Like, how did Wardrobe?
I think that they do. Wardrobe should have been like, wait a minute, Anthony. You have another one of this that you wore on Tuesday.
You don't think Wardrobe dressed him themselves?
I don't know.
Well,
who knows?
Use your thinking cap, Bo. You've been on sets. You famously look as much as Anthony. You've been on sets. You bring your own shit? Not always.
Wow.
Most of the time, honey.
No, honey.
Okay.
They
okay.
fit you.
They fit me. They you ask
ever
me.
Keep? You ever keep the clothes?
No, I'm not. Who am I? Sarah Jessica?
Shout out to Sarah.
I wish I think about that. I thought about that.
Does
this
Sarah
morning.
Keep all the clothes from Carrie Bradshaw?
There's a legend that she kept a lot of the clothes from Sex and the City.
Ooh.
And I wanna get that's aspirational.
Well, no one
that's
can wear
fun.
Them like SJP.
Oh my god, no one.
Stunning.
We love.
We love.
So,
and that's a callback to our first episode, which was Sex and the City themed.
Yes.
Which is the one we did. It was called Sex the City and Sex in the City. Which is like a Samantha-ism, I feel.
Yes.
It's close.
Yes. Sam, how are you dealing with this SATC news?
Oh, the falling off.
The Kim Cattrall drama.
I mean, Team SJP always.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah.
It's like clear that Kim Cattrall is like a little off the rails.
Have you seen that YouTube video of her like and her husband like making music in their apartment?
Yeah,
like,
I love it.
That
I
might
love
be all
it.
You need to see, guys.
No, see, I might
I
be.
I don't know.
That like disqualifies her from some like job.
No way. I love that video. See that video.
Honestly,
to me.
She is an artist.
She's an artist.
And people forget that like what she did with that part, like Kim Cattrall is incredible. Like
yeah,
and,
no.
That's the thing that sucks about the whole thing is you don't want it to get to a point where it's like someone takes sides and then it's like fuck the other one for good because people do that with women so
I know.
Much.
Yeah.
But here's a take I have is she's grieving. You know what I mean?
It's,
like,
it's hard.
Her brother fucking died. Like, I think emotionally she was dealing with the SJP, like, drama in the media. Like, I think they both were thinking about it a lot.
And then this fucking came out of nowhere.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't want to talk about this anymore,
know,
so I'm going to do
know.
Something crazy.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Screenshot a
that was
message
insane.
And post it. It was nuts.
But also, but you understand where that's coming from. I think
of course.
There's sympathy on both sides. Absolutely.
I don't know.
Not
everyone gets along.
And I'm a bitch for starting this conversation and being like, Sam, what do you think?
No, I'm a bitch for, you know, entertaining the idea of doing this conversation.
No, because it is fun to be like, it is like with the Anthony thing. It's fun to like bitchily take a strong side. But
yeah,
at the end of the day, like I have love for both of them because they both like, are fucking awesome. I always say SJP, underrated actress.
Yes.
Very good actress. Very talented.
I started Divorce last week.
Oh, how was it?
So good.
I had to stop after like four eps because me and Misha got, it like put us in like,
it gave you the
idea.
Oh,
yeah,
no,
yeah, yeah.
Seriously?
Truly. We just like tensed up and like we just started bickering.
It's intense.
It was, like,
it's...
I actually started watching it at the end of Henry and I's relationship too and it made me very in my head. I was like, oh my God.
Because a lot of it connects. It's like, whoa.
It's
shit.
Tough.
This is real.
And you know, I wasn't really a Thomas Hayden Church fan.
I've never
cared.
Connected.
Yeah. But this, like, he plays it in such a specific way that he really does, like, you buy it. Like, I don't know. Thomas Hayden Church, he's got a style that's, I think, maybe in the wrong movie, like, you don't buy. But, like, in this show, I'm really feeling it. The chemistry between them is believable.
Love it.
She's got some genuinely funny comedic moments.
Yes. Even in the pilot, the first scene where she like fucking flips him the bird as he's walking away, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
So good.
But there was the last scene that she has in the first season. I guess I don't want to ruin it for you.
No, it's fine.
Ah, I don't want to say.
Okay.
All it's right. good. She just has a great moment at the end when you're like, Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yes.
For life.
Wow.
For life.
Sam,
yes.
Will you shoot a music video for one of the tracks for Club Comet?
Because you got to be visual.
I mean,
days.
I know these days you have to
you
be visual
to.
If you want to keep up.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm not sure I would like to, but it requires so much work. And, you know, in this industry.
Because you have to get a choreographer.
You got to get a choreographer. I mean, lights are like
$1 million.
God. Dollars.
Oh, I was going to say big. Yeah, expensive.
Who has the money?
Yeah.
I mean, it's insane. Yes.
I remember like paying for like we used to do that a lot. Like, You pay like, what is it, like $250 for a music video, and like it looks shitty, but you're proud of it because it happened at all.
Yeah.
Which is something to be proud of.
Absolutely. You're creating it.
It is. But it's like, ugh, like thinking about getting into that again is like, ugh.
Very tough.
I know.
So much.
Because I haven't had to think about that in a while. Because, and which is just me, not me being like, oh, like I've moved on from that. It's just that like I've never... I just don't want to deal with that ever. And
yeah,
that's my...
Pop Roulette, we did it a lot.
Right.
But yeah, how did you guys do so many vids?
Well, there was several of us, so we all pitched in a little bit.
Okay, that helps.
But I totally disengaged, right? Like, I wasn't that involved in the video production
process. Would say, like, well, you did what you did so well for Pop Roulette, which is, like, contribute, like, visually, and you were also an amazing performer in the group. Like, I think everyone, like, had, like, different roles. But, like, in terms of money, like, we all threw, like,
I know.
What, $30 and got something from it?
Yeah, but I wasn't, like, you know, I wasn't...
Engaged in the
I wasn't, like,
production?
Thinking about, like, you know, where are locations?
Oh, yeah,
you know,
no,
like,
no.
That is a nightmare.
That's tough. You have to have, like, in order to be a producer, like, Dave Mizzoni has that
instinct.
But not everyone has that instinct, which is, like, as a producer, it's fucking a lot of work.
It's so much.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's, like, being annoying to everyone.
Yes.
That's the job. And it's, like, I can't do that.
Dang.
I have to be loved.
I know. And especially, like, being comfortable asking for favors because you are every time.
Yeah, always. Because if you like actually got a location, you're paying so much money.
Yeah. There's got to be something that's like thrown in there because you lucked out or it was free somehow. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, like the location, it was like your dad's office. Oh, my dad has like a building we could use. That's me doing.
Finish your joke.
A girl.
stunning.
Thanks, thank you.
Go
transformed.
Off, queen.
Go off, queen.
I even hate when people post on like Facebook, like looking for an office, and I'm like, don't. Like, this is for.
Like, this is
like,
sad.
I hate seeing this.
I know.
Also,
it makes me sad.
BB.
Wait, what? BB. What were we going to say?
I think also oftentimes people know exactly where to find those things and they just post them publicly so it doesn't look like they're bugging them, but it's like, okay.
Oh, that's
I don't know. Also,
theory.
Who the fuck am I to say? I don't know how it is.
Wow. No, you've been here. Say it.
I've been out here and I know people, you all know where the locations are.
Yes.
You should start commenting that.
I quit Facebook, so.
Oh, is that true?
Can't
I didn't
be bothered.
Know that.
CBB.
Well, this is about a week. We're at the week mark.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Do you have a goal time period that you're aiming for?
Yeah, I just want to, like, until I feel like I can go back to it and it won't be distracting to me. Mm-hmm. Like, because what I think was a problem was, like, it was in my life as this thing I did instead of work.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't writing new stuff. I was just getting caught up in, like, things that don't matter, like, arguing about whatever headline it happens to be that week or whatever, like, bullshit drama's happening instead of doing the work. It's just a distraction.
Yes.
So far, so good. It's been good for me in that respect.
I'm so impressed.
But it's hard to not, like, you know...
I know.
Feel like it's there.
It's impossible.
You're also not missing much.
No,
really.
The quality has gone down. It, like, now it's just
not
like,
what it used to be.
It's a bad website.
Yeah. It's a bad website.
It's
where people go when they have a bad feeling to share.
Yeah.
Yes.
Something to complain about.
Yeah.
It truly is not. Yeah, there's no like variable reward anymore to go back and to be like, what's going to happen now? You know, it's also... It's like, what am I going to get out of it this time when I log on?
Right,
that's gone.
I mean, and also there's the argument that it's like, oh, sorry that like the reality of the news and everything isn't like exciting and fun for you. That's also fun. I think Facebook is great to like engage with people. But when you have to make a personal choice for like your mental well-being, like let people do that. Like I'll engage in the way I want to on Twitter and Instagram.
Oh, my God. The people who are... guilt you into like engaging with certain news stories, like I don't know.
You know how present that is. Very.
It's very present, but I just there's such a weird problem with that I haven't been able to verbalize. But anyway.
It's bullying.
It's bullying.
It's bullying. Plain and simple.
And have you watched any of Top Model?
No.
Okay.
It's garbage.
Really?
Yeah. It's
why?
Fucking bad. It's just a bad show, and it dumbs down.
Because Tyra's a bully,
and it doesn't respect its audience. It talks down to its audience. It's just a bad show. But
that's what made me literally the word bullying for me triggered Top Model the episode was like about bullying.
And it was so dumb.
And it was so crazy because the last scene of the show is literally Tyra Banks telling a girl she's a bad person. and she doesn't really deserve it. This girl isn't bullying anyone in the house.
No.
Like, she doesn't have any friends because like her personality is a little like tough to connect with. And she says things sometimes that are like conceited, but she's not a bully.
She's not a
if anything,
person.
She's being bullied and ostracized. And Tyra's like speech to her at the end is like, in order to win this competition, you have to be a good person on the outside and the inside. And I think you're a good person on the inside, but that isn't showing and you need to work. And it goes on and on. And the girl just eventually goes, okay, I understand. I get
she
it.
She pulls away. She's like, okay, thank you.
Like it's and Tara's like, okay, I'm gonna let you go. Like, and it's like, bitch.
Ugh. You just held this girl hostage and told her what a shitty person
you
she was.
You are a supermodel. You run the show. You're a mogul. You have everything. This girl has very little.
Yeah,
you
let
can't
her free.
Stand there and tell her that she's a bad person. That's breaking her. Like, it doesn't matter.
Insane.
Her personality quirks at that point. Like, Tyra Banks is a bully.
Yeah.
She is not... good. It needs to be called out.
Let's talk about, because Sam 2 seconds ago said BB. Let's talk about Drag Race.
Drag Race.
Drag Race.
Oh, I didn't know the code word.
He was saying it
being
like,
stupid.
Like, what's that other word?
I'm sorry, what?
You know, Anthony says it iffy.
A rape.
Okay, so he's on record for something different.
Wow.
Okay, important to know.
Okay. Awesome.
All right. Well, okay.
Dark Grace.
We sort of know where you stand. We all do. We're all in this.
I'm team Aja
group.
Through and through.
Well, okay. Yes. I mean, Aja is
Aja's killing.
Markedly improved.
Yes.
Markedly improved. Yeah. How'd she do that?
I don't know. I think confidence.
I think she is one of those queens who saw herself on TV and was like, oh, wait, I come off that
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
But not all queens do that.
She seems like a resilient person. Like, I don't think it was easy on her when things were, you know, not good with her and Valentina. I think Valentina's fans probably came to destroy her. And I think you can respond to that in like one of two ways. Say, I don't care. I have this opportunity to be fierce. Like, let's be fierce. Or you can literally fade away forever because it's too hard. And I feel like she chose to like get very fierce and level her pussy up as she says.
I love that too.
I think it's really powerful.
I think that's so powerful. I think mostly everyone else is really boring.
Yes.
And like Shangela's like fine, like she's gonna win, but I don't care. Like who
you don't care about Shangela? Holly Lou.
No, get out.
You don't think Holly Lou is funny? I don't connect with people who don't think it's funny.
Really?
Yeah. Holly Lou.
Really? To me, it's like, what's funny about it? It's just a catchphrase.
I think hallelujah is so funny. I don't know. I love it. Well, to me, it's like, I'm not like a catchphrase queen either. Like, I'm not like coming for the catchphrases. But I come in, I
this
say
this whole
for
fucking
it.
Podcast is a series of catchphrases. What are you talking about?
Well,
catchphrase queen.
I'm just saying that in my Drag Race contestants,
I see.
It's not necessary.
Whereas
some queens, you could argue, are mostly catchphrase.
Okay.
Like, Jocelyn Fox is like a wah-wah and not much.
I loved wah-wah.
I love Jocelyn too, and I love that catchphrase, but it was a large part of her. Wah-wah.
It was so true. She should have won Miss Congeniality. She was fucking,
that was
you know,
100%.
Fucking Ben.
But she got married instead,
which was so nice.
Ben, I'm so tired of Ben winning. Like,
Ben's so good every time.
And I'm not like, he shouldn't have won, but I am like, who cares? I'm so bored.
Yeah, they do something really interesting with Ben this episode.
Oh, yeah, because I have to tell you, you don't know this, but we've seen the episode.
I love this about you guys.
Yeah. But also, this is going to come out next week when there'll be another episode, too. So
yes.
This is all...
Anyway, but Ben,
we have to reserve comment on a lot of what you're saying.
The thing
with Ben
is that you can't really deny it, though, is the hardest part. Like the
you
competence.
Can't, you can't deny the competence.
In that you can't deny that it's well done or even that you enjoyed it.
That it's well done.
I'm more like annoyed that the queens aren't better other than Ben.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, what? Like,
well, who did you want to be there?
Who did I want to be there? Well, one wasn't Willem supposed to be there?
That was a rumor.
I was sure and I was like kind of excited because Willem really shakes things up.
I don't like Willem.
I don't care for Willem, yeah.
Well, I wanted Kimchi to come back.
Yes!
Like that would have been so fun.
Oh.
And like I think she's gotten even more confident and she was good on her season and I want her to win.
Yeah.
And then like I don't know. All these queens seem like
filler queens.
Filler queens.
Wow.
That's not the first time I've heard that. No, does that mean?
No, no, not that mean at all.
I'm never mean.
Your reputation is that you're like so nice. I think that they are filler queens because I think that if you actually took the first 10 seasons, whatever, you would come back with a list that looked very close to the All-Stars 2 cast.
Yeah.
And I think that that says it all. I mean, like, if they all were ineligible, if we were doing All-Stars right now, who would we pick? We would pick Alaska. We would pick Detox. We would pick Alyssa Edwards, I think.
Well, right, because they sort of
right
dried the well with All-Stars 2.
Exactly. And so I think no matter what, All-Stars 3 is not going to be All-Stars 2 because literally, you know, fucking Alaska and Alyssa aren't there. So who's the next exciting? Like, I guess Trixie. You know what I mean?
Like Kim, Laganja.
I would have loved to see Laganja.
Sam wants to say something.
I don't know if I like can reveal secret Facebook group information.
Okay, never reveal.
We'll
it.
Try.
Try it. Do it. Do
so
it.
So you said something about Trixie that I felt like was very accurate.
Come on. Quote
okay,
me.
I'm going to say it.
Quote me, yeah. Bitch.
He said that she's only funny because Katya laughs so much after everything she says.
I really disagree.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Because I actually think that for me, the best part of that show, Trixie and Katya show, is Trixie reacting to what Katya does.
I mean, yes.
That's true.
But then to have her be in this, you know,
she's just funny.
She's in this little feedback loophole where it's like, I'll say anything and Katya will cackle for like a fucking minute.
Hmm.
And she just has time to sit there in silence and be like,
yeah but I don't know.
I'm fucking killing.
I trust Katya there. Like, if she thinks it's funny because it's fucking funny. And just watching Katya react to it the way she does, like, I don't know, like, to me, that's how I'd be reacting. It's how I react when you are turning it.
Okay, and same likewise, but with Katya, it's like her reactions are just so volatile in that, like, you don't know how strongly she will react in any given thing, and so she'll just be like, it's the same, like, and she'll like, wave
wow,
her hand
that
in
was
front
good.
Of her,
that was really good.
Like,
yeah.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, all right, like, Katya, come on. Like, but maybe that's her actual physical
wow,
response.
This is crazy that Bowen is reading Katya because, you know, Bowen's done crazy things when it comes to Katya in the past, like ruined Drag Race.
Oh my God.
Oh, Can see, I wasn't following you.
Katya, no!
I was villainized that today.
I remember it. You. Like begging for the community's respect again.
Yeah.
Groveled. I never groveled.
He groveled,
bitch.
Like a little
I've
bitch.
I've stood my ground, honey.
Yeah, it's crazy. Bitch, you have to issue a written apology.
It's gay. It's queer sports, and
no.
people don't say like, oh,
show.
What was? Don't spoil the Super Bowl results for me. Fuck you.
No, it is not the same, and you deeply know it's not the
same. I deeply know it is absolutely the same, and that people should fucking clock in. It's appointment television. Gather around support your local gay nightlife, and go to the bars and watch it in real time, honey.
You are privileged.
No,
you walk into this room privileged.
Yeah, telling people to go to bars when you have the screeners. Get out of here.
As I'm saying, he's so privileged.
No, my God, no. No. Anytime you both came after me.
Yes,
during
honey.
The
sometimes Sam and I get on the same
it's
side.
It's weird. It doesn't
and
happen often, but
time.
We go.
People were coming after me for being rich and for having a home theater.
Yeah,
my
you're
parents.
Disgusting. You're the 1% and it's filthy.
That was the best day of my entire life. Yeah. I was so full of true joy.
Oh, when you have my to God. Think about everything Bowen has, it's so disheartening.
It's just
a
sad.
Movie theater, honey. A bidet, bitch.
A whole
my parents,
movie theater.
Parents are immigrants. They worked every single cent.
And you know nothing of that struggle.
I know everything about
that
struggle.
You were born with a silver spoon.
No, honey.
In
I
that
was,
dang mouth. Unbelievable.
Bitch, if they had stayed in China, I would not have been born as a second child, honey. Mm-hmm. And I live every
privilege.
Day honoring the sacrifice they made that has paid dividends for them in return, that they've reaped everything that they've sacrificed, honey.
Sure, so, sure.
I can hear all the listeners clocking the privilege.
Sorry, I just
they're all getting their pens out to
I
write down the time when they heard Bowen's
money
privilege.
Bags were making so much noise.
Yeah, it was crazy. They were so loud. All his coins, all Sacagawea coins.
Wow,
just carries them around.
Yeah, babe.
Yeah, babe.
Yeah,
get
babe.
Over it,
babe.
But no, it was cool to remember that you were rich. I did know that, but I had forgotten briefly.
Oh, okay. Yeah, absolutely. Sam.
Very wealthy.
I would say Sam is pretty wealthy.
Oh, you better hush. I'm simply not.
I think
simply
he certainly has a nice one bedroom.
He does. Oh, it's a two bedroom.
I'm just saying. Oh, it's a two. Oh, yes, it's a two bedroom.
I live with my lover.
Just saying. Oh my god. I walked in and I said, "Oh, these people do very well."
It's a well kept apartment.
Yeah, these people do very well.
It has nothing to do with money. It's everything to do with their own taste and effort to maintain it.
And you know, we knew what we wanted. And so we made the right sacrifices.
Yeah, beautiful.
In order to get that.
Yeah. Living in New York is
it's just one sacrifice to be made.
Yeah, it's absolutely a huge sacrifice.
Wow.
You know, if you came over to my apartment, I don't know. No one's been there.
Where do you live?
So I don't
again?
Know how people are going to react. I live in Greenpoint now, baby.
What? Yes, since hun. When?
I moved as of about 2 months ago.
No way.
No, yes.
But he's like super close to the Long Island.
I'm very, very close to Queens.
Oh,
not
okay.
To like say where
got
I live.
Got it. But I was about to ask for the streets.
The address
and I was like, probably
and everything.
Shouldn't do that here.
Right. But no, I love it. But like, I'm curious to think, because I don't necessarily know too much about style or like home decor. I could probably really use a Bobby right now to like redo my stuff.
Well, yeah. Couldn't
but
we
I
all?
Think it's nice. We could all use a Bobby, but me too. Me most. But I think it's kind of nice in there. But I'm sure once like you and Dave come over and Sudi comes over, I'm going to be told something is egregiously wrong.
I won't do that.
No. Not in a bad way, in an objective way. I'm just sure I've set it up in some way that's like obviously not right.
When's the big housewarming party?
Yeah,
come on.
It's too small, babies.
Is it just you?
It's just me.
Wow. Look at that.
Except we're having some problems with living facilities.
Like what?
Like constantly water dripping down from my roof.
Oh, no.
Oh, Rainforest Cafe.
It's happened 3 times.
You need to call 311, honey.
Well, we worked it out. Okay. The problems were clear and they were fixed, but it was just like, this is happening a lot.
Okay.
Because it's not good. I mean, you don't want water leaking down from the ceiling in your apartment.
No.
Yeah. No.
No.
Well, wow. Maybe from the shower when you turn it on and you need that.
Yes.
But other than that, water shouldn't be coming down.
No.
We agree about that.
Yes.
Yeah, that rarely happens. That rarely happens.
You know, but it does.
But it does.
But
and
it
when
does.
It does, it's really powerful.
And that's like, you know, it's honest. Yeah. And that's like what's so important for me.
Is friends being honest with each other.
If yes. You're, if you can't be honest...
Okay, let me ask you something then, Queen.
Okay, bitch.
You are Jennifer Aniston's best friend right now. What do you tell her?
I'm so sorry what you're going through.
Yeah.
I'm sure this is really hard.
Yeah, it's really sad.
And, you know, you're going to find the one. And, like, definitely, like, I don't think it's your fault, but maybe reflect. Not to necessarily think
exactly.
It's your fault, but definitely, like, before you jump in next time, make sure it's right.
Okay, so get this. If Jennifer Aniston is your best friend, and like literally think of yourself like her best friend in this world, like in this world, you are her best friend.
Okay.
She comes to you and says, "Oh my God, this is fucking crazy. Brad texted me."
And what? And what would
Let's
what
just
would
act
say?
Out the scenario.
I'm 100.
Right
I'm meaning like, what'd he say?
He said, "I've been thinking about you. What do I do to him? I haven't responded."
Jen, you can't do this.
Oh my God, Jen, text him back.
No, Jen.
I
don't listen to
I think you should.
Stop. You've made...
I want to say I love you.
You have built your
whole... If that's what you feel, you should do that.
You've built your whole public persona, like, deliberately around this, like, shitty idea about... this shitty obsession with, like, your love life and your personal life.
Oh, my God,
life.
You're not making any sense.
Jen, think of the fans. They'll love to see it.
I think I need to text him back.
No,
text
Jen.
Him back. In fact, I'm going to call him right now.
Don't call. That's
don't
too
call.
Needy.
You think that's too needy?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll text.
Text.
Okay. Or should I email
Jen,
him?
What makes
or should I have my agent email him? I don't know.
No, that's so cold.
Oh, yeah.
What makes
right.
you think that he's not going to treat you the same way that he treated you in the past or that he treated Angelina? You know?
I have a really good feeling.
Yeah.
Because I just got a lot of money from Apple to do my show.
Wow, congrats.
Oh, yeah. You're
that's
doing
incredible.
An Apple show with Reese.
Jen,
with
I
Reese.
Didn't know you got an
yeah.
Apple show.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
exciting.
So I'm feeling really good and really confident because I've asked for what I want.
Yeah, what was your contract? Like fucking $10 million?
Jen, is that true?
Something fucking crazy. I'm really
okay.
Rich.
Okay.
That's
wow.
true.
And so
that's
I have
crazy
to tell
deal.
You, like, now I'm feeling like really confident. So I think I should text Brad that I love him and want to get back
no,
together with
Jen.
Him. I think we should announce it right now.
No, here's what you do. You have your agent email his agent, get him cast on your Apple show. Then he'll fall in love with you naturally, Brad style.
Oh my God. Yeah. Should I wear a wig so I can pretend it's not me? We could tell them it's like, I don't know, who has brown hair?
I honestly don't know anyone with
me
brown
neither.
Hair.
I don't know any of them. All my friends are
I would love
blonde.
To meet one day, but...
You guys are Chelsea Handler and... Chelsea Handler. So you guys are both blonde. We don't know anyone who's brown hair or brown.
You know what? As Chelsea Handler, I will one day start like a mediocre Netflix documentary series where I surround myself with people of color just as props.
And scene. Great. We learned a lot.
We did.
That was cool.
That was fun. I would.
I want the transcript for that.
I would tell it to Jen straight. I'd be like, no, Jen, babe, no.
It's crazy people are even thinking about that.
I think that showed our difference really well. Yeah. Because like we ganged up on Matt so much tonight.
That's
and it's like this like showed that we don't follow each other blindly.
No.
Yeah, no.
That's what I'm saying. It's when you guys are not on the same page, it's very powerful.
But here's the thing.
There's honest.
What's the third iteration of this where, okay, so because the other two are Matt and I ganging up on Sam.
Ooh.
Or Sam and I ganging up on Matt. No, I'm sorry. The two iterations are Matt and Sam ganging up on me and me and Sam ganging up on Matt, but me and Matt have never ganged up on Sam.
Probably because it's not respectful because he's a guest and we should be nice.
No, we can gang up on him about the stinker part.
Oh, yeah.
Sure,
but
sure,
even
sure.
Now we're really polite
that
about
was really like,
and it's really rancid.
Yeah, I mean, it's nasty, especially today was so hot.
But here's,
who could have predicted that?
Here's Happy spring, by the way.
Here's what you've ruined. Like, I was with you, I saw you over the weekend, and then I came, and then, like, I walked over to you, and I was like, damn it, Sam, you stinker. And you go, and you were like, mm-hmm, yep. And then I was like, I guess I have to put up with it. Like, this is just normal now. He's normalized it.
I mean, is it actively annoying?
No.
It's because, like, I kind of feel like
shock.
It's, like, cute and fun.
I think it smells really good in here right now.
See, there we go.
My breath on the mic smells amazing.
Ooh.
Rancid.
What does it smell
amazing.
Like?
Oh, disgusting. But
the sound of you sniffing into the mic just now, like, really hurt. Really hurt.
I love that.
The viewers are probably like, ooh.
And they're watching.
The viewers and they're watching.
We're watching. Podcasts are a visual medium.
Can I say one thing?
Yes.
I'm wearing a Mac Weldon shirt.
Okay.
Oh,
sponsor.
Just wanted to throw it out
wow.
to my sponsorina because, you know.
You can go on MacWeldon.com and use promo code LostCultureistas to get 20% off.
Yeah, they're not even making me say that.
Yeah,
no.
This is
I'm
kind
just
of
literally
crazy.
Wearing it.
That's nuts. I'm wearing Mac Weldon socks right now.
You are?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
Do you know you can go to MacWeldon.com/LostCultureistas? And use the promo code LostCultureistas and get 20% off.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now you know.
Live ads, I love.
Yeah. Well,
we wanted you to be a part of it.
That was really cool. A peek behind the curtain.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Wow. I mean, we're good at what we do.
No, that's
would
true.
Would you say that?
I would 100% say that.
Do you listen to this podcast or no? Do you
yeah,
say if I want to?
You know, I scroll, I see who the guest is, and I feel out in that moment,
uh-huh.
Do I give it a list? Do I not? And
what's
then,
an example of someone that you saw on our show that you said, click, 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 bitch?
I clicked the Janine Garofalo one.
Fun.
Yep. How'd you feel?
The craziest part was when you were like, it's noon on this date and you're listening and it was literally noon on this date.
Because
wow.
I knew.
It was
I knew.
Actually, I was going to take a screenshot and I was like, who cares?
Yeah, right. So it's, you know what? You told us now. So why would you
yeah,
need it
so
for
why
social
media? Exactly. Like, I thought, I was like, this is going to be so fun. I'm going to like text Matt.
You knew you'd be
well,
bad.
I mean, that would have been lovely.
Because every once in a while, I'll shoot a text when I'm listening because mm-hmm. it feels very personal.
Wow, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a direct line.
And I get a direct line, and that's so
straight
important.
To the heart.
Straight to the heart. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and I wish I had a direct line to more people, more things.
Absolutely.
I would tell Trixie, you're being boring.
Oh,
and she'd be like, thank you, that's honest, that's friendship.
You know what,
I think she would
stay tuned
better.
Stay tuned.
Oh,
that's all I want to say about Drag Race and Trixie. Stay tuned.
You are spoiling.
No, I'm not. Especially not now. It's already gonna have come out.
Oh, sure.
Spoiling for me.
Spoiling
I
for
mean
Sam.
Look, no, it wasn't. All I said was stay tuned for Trixie. Something will happen with Trixie.
Oh,
it's not
God.
A spoiler that something happens with Trixie. Okay. On Drag Race.
Wait, I have one question.
Yeah.
Do you guys feel like, are you like stressed out by the fact that there's going to be like immediately another season and that
yes.
it's going to be so much?
No, I'm
content.
Really excited about it.
Really?
Yeah.
I want that space because otherwise I just, we're going to, there's going to be some element of fatigue there.
It's going to feel so different. I know it.
Well, I mean, will it?
Yes, I think it will. I think because, like, it's the 10th season and VH1 knows what a hit it has. And I think the season 9 premiere was bigger. Like, Gaga was on it. You know what I mean? Like, it'll be exciting. And also, the new queens, if what I'm hearing, the tea that I'm hearing is true, like, there's some really good fucking queens on there. And I'm excited about watching them. And I think, like, VH1 knows what a gem it has, and they're going to turn it out.
Okay.
Okay.
Also, I don't get fatigue over Drag Race. I want it to always be on.
I mean, like, ideally, same. Like, I'd like to think that I always want Drag Race, but it is, it feels like sometimes there's a lot of mental upkeep to be done I don't know. You know, it just feels like you have to constantly parse it out and, like, talk about it. I don't know.
Well, we literally are talking about it every week. Like, right. Maybe that's why. Maybe it's just so because there's, like, an output every week related to that.
It's also similar to, like, when, like, straight people are talking about sports all the time, and you're like, when was the last time you, like, asked you how you were doing? And I feel like gay people now get that, where it's like,
oh my God,
all conversations are about Drag Race. We never talk about real things anymore.
Oh my God. That's a read on Bowen Yang.
That is. Well,
who brought Drag Race up? And you know what? It's true. He's very privileged.
All that privilege
has gone right to his head.
He's gone blind with privilege.
You're right. Sam, fine. How are you?
Oh my God, incredible. So good.
Yeah, what are you excited about?
Oh,
the show.
Which we should say again, Club Comic,
March 7th, 8 p.m. Union Hall. Who's opening?
Sashir.
Mm-hmm. Oh, lovely girl.
Stunning.
Stunning, beautiful, talented, funny.
Just a complete kind package.
Because the most important is kind.
Well, you know, there are some more important things.
Okay, Andy.
You know,
Max Witter's
gonna be there. Sisters Weekend is showing a new vid.
That's exciting.
Artists. Heard of it, Matt?
Yeah, I have. I've heard of it.
Wait, did we talk to Sashir about your little history at UVA or no?
Yes, we did.
Tell us about
We touched on it.
Give your side of the story.
Yeah, like, give your side of the story. How difficult was she to work with?
Yeah,
you know?
So not difficult. It was crazy.
I don't know about that.
You had a real opportunity there.
I know. But you know, honesty.
Good for you.
Well, and there's this really fun book called Truth in Comedy. You should check it out.
I'm going to check it out.
You specifically, because I know how much you love comedy.
Can I tell you something? I've never read it. Proudly.
Really?
No, I've never read it.
I'm so proud of you. I wish I were you right now.
Yeah.
Like, you have read Truth in Comedy?
When I was in college, it was like you actually have to read this. Like, so I went to college and I was a first year when Sashir was a fourth year. Mm-hmm. And like she was a fourth year along with this other guy who I won't name.
Don't name him.
He was just like very strict and he was like, you guys actually really need to read this book. And he was very much like we were doing musical improv and as I've stated, I cannot sing. And so they were like, so he was like, what do you feel more comfortable with? Like harmony or the
melody?
Melody. And I was like, melody. And he's like, okay, you're doing harmony. And it was like, chill.
It's like a RuPaul's Drag Race twist.
Yeah. And it was just like, okay, I don't know how to sing, but here goes. And then it was like, so he was being really strict. And Sashir was extremely nice to me and was very like the first person where I was like, oh, I'm comfortable around you.
Thank you. That's actually huge.
Nice to you how? Like she was kind to you or she took you in a room and taught you singing?
She was kind to me.
Okay.
She couldn't just teach me singing right then and there.
No.
We can.
I doubt it.
Would you like to learn singing right now?
Hit me.
Come on, Bowen.
Match her pitch. Oh. No, that's a harmony. It's a third. That's a third.
And now the most important one.
You know how to sing. You match the tone.
Shut up.
Wow.
We taught Sam how to sing.
Drummer singer.
We taught Sam how to sing
drummer
on this app.
He could be a drummer singer, like insert famous drummer singer here.
I should know, but I don't.
Dave Grohl.
Who could forget? Who could forget?
Famous
Las
drummer
Culturistas'
singer.
Favorite band, the Foo Fighters.
It's so good in the bells! The bells! The bells!
That was really good.
I'm a really fantastic talent.
Fantastique.
You know who I hope never fucking comes back?
Who?
Kings of Motherfucking Leon.
Oh my God. Your feet were planted. You had such hate in your heart.
You don't like them.
You somebody? Oh my God.
No. They were all, gonna use
any
somebody.
Band where that's like people are like, oh, actually, they're really like actually good. And no. That like, boo, which is, I'm out.
Okay, which is how I felt about Mumford. Sorry.
Well, yeah.
But no, but people were like, no, but people literally said that fucking thing. They were like, Bowen, we this have to good. Sit down and listen to this. I'm like, this is bullshit.
Immediately, I'm proud of this is my truth in comedy was that I didn't like Mumford.
Yeah.
And they were made for me and I could see it. And yes. I was like, no.
Wow. That's
won't
good.
Take the bait. Good it's like, yeah, like you should have rejected Anthony. Like he's clearly made for you, but you're taking the bait.
Same with Adam.
Yeah. And that's how I guess how I choose to live my life. Like some of us, like we walk into the world and we say, I'm going to experience the world. And others of us, they hide in the dark away from their interests and away from what's going to give them joy. And I just hope that you can walk into the light, honey.
Wow.
And I hope that you get a life coach.
That was very
because good. Bitch, you need a life coach. And bitch, you need a life coach.
Oh my God.
We both need life coaches.
He's fighting us both at
and
once.
I wish you the best. And
The best of course, of you.
As always, kisses to my critics.
Is that something you say?
Yeah, kisses to all my critics.
Matt's like over here fucking being like, I don't like Kent Mazins. And then he like spews his fucking
kisses to my critics as always.
No.
Nonsense.
Is that from something or did you come
no,
up with that?
No, he came up with that.
Oh my God. It's for is me. That a, like that would be a fun Real Housewives track for you.
Yes. Kisses to my critics. You only make me stronger and God bless. Although I did also have one when we were at Bob Roulette, which was don't bite the hand.
You are a catchphrase queen.
I guess so.
And then Matt, at one point for about a week long period, we were in Charlottesville. Oh, no, we were in Charleston.
One of those.
Charleston?
Probably Charleston.
We were
Charleston.
Not in Charlottesville.
That's where I went to college.
Yes. No.
It was Charleston.
Yeah, Charlottesville is UVA. Charleston. And Matt's,
he was telling you where you went to
I'm
school.
Sorry.
You're so privileged.
I know.
Matt's catchphrase in Charleston was, just for the week, was, don't bite the hand.
Don't bite the hand.
No. I'm sorry. No, that's what you just said. It was, keep him second guessing.
Keep him second guessing. You always have to keep him second guessing.
Oh, no.
Keep him second guessing.
Yeah. No.
Wait, that one's coming back. That one's coming back. You gotta keep him second guessing. Wait, that is peak idiot.
That's so stupid.
It's so
that's
fucking
so
dumb.
That's funny.
I think Sam has catchphrases, too. Absolutely.
I guess I don't think so, honey.
That's,
well,
that's a catchphrase.
It's a whole, this, the whole fucking podcast is catchphrases.
Oh, my God. You're right. We're garbage and trash.
Sam's catchphrases are more like little one-word monosyllabic things like perf. Like,
oh, yeah. I right? say perf a lot. Uh-huh. I say like deaf.
Stunning.
Yeah.
I say stunning. I do say stunning.
You do.
I think it's not like a full-on catchphrase, but just like the general gasp. Like the...
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah. That's trademark, that's Sam.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Well, everyone does that.
Wow. Awesome.
Awesome. Wait,
that was a good catchphrase.
Thank you.
So, awesome.
Anything else you want to talk about for Club Comic? I just want to talk about it. I'm so excited.
Oh, sheesh.
Is there a narrative? A thread?
Oh, there is a narrative thread. It's based heavily off of both Lady Gaga's Monster Ball tour documentary and Katy Perry's Part of Me documentary.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Love those.
Because we were making fun of that documentary, weren't we?
Yes, in Bowen's the in
the promo vid.
It's a through line vid. It's
oh my
a
God,
interstitial.
It's in the show? Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I can't wait.
The show's going to be so fun.
It's going to be so fun. I'm not going to spoil anything, but there's a fun little reference to the beginning of the Monster Ball doc where Lady Gaga's in her dressing room. Mm. But it's so fun. You know what? You know what moment came back to me in that? First of all, there's amazing moments in the Monster Ball doc, but there's one where in the middle of Just Dance, she turns to the audience and goes, did you guys come here to party tonight? I'm gonna kick your ass, New York!
Like, oh, that's amazing.
Goes wild, and everyone goes crazy, and I'm watching and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna kick your ass, New York, or insert city. And
incredible.
Then the part, of course, during Love Game, where they play the Marilyn Manson remix, and then she goes, you know what I'm talking about. She goes, I don't know if you've heard, but I've got a pretty tremendous dick. So come on. Oh, no, she goes, Yeah, I've got a pretty tremendous dick, and I heard that they've got some pretty tremendous dicks, too, here in New York City
or here in Brussels.
the best one is she goes, all right, Belfast. I hear they've got some pretty big cock here in Northern Ireland. And then she goes, welcome to the Monster Ball. Now dance, you motherfuckers. And then it's this huge.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Oh, my
God. That's really fun.
That was peak Gaga for me.
That concert is so weird because, like, she doesn't have that many hits yet.
Uh-huh.
And she's still, like, doing giant fucking tours. So you're seeing her do, like, the B-sides.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's
Let's
crazy.
Have some fun. This beat is
that's not a B-side.
No, that's not a B-side. What
Even
is?
Like,
so happy I could die.
Yes.
No, and the beginning where she goes, where she does, like, Glitter and Grease and shit.
And, like, Beautiful and Dirty Rich.
Yes.
Like,
you know what should have been like one of the big hits, but is sort of a B-side if you think about it? Boys,
Boys.
So good.
That's like one that the fans put on the, it's not a B-side, but everyone else, it's a B-side.
Like, more than God.
Are you guys familiar with the hidden track from The Fame?
No.
Which is Disco Heaven?
I wasn't a fan early on.
It's one of her best songs. You must listen. A Gaga song you don't know?
How do you, where is it hidden?
Bowen loves the bonus tracks.
It's on Spotify. Just, it's not going to be on the actual album when you tap into the album, but you actually just search Lady Gaga Disco Heaven and it'll pop up.
Okay.
Do you have Spotify?
No.
Apple Music? No, you don't have any streaming service.
I have Apple Music.
It'll be on Apple Music. Just search Lady Gaga Disco Heaven. It is so
And
good.
School and life changed Bowen's life.
Okay, all right.
I wonder what the next life-changing song will be.
I used to pirate all my music and I like downloaded Born This Way and it like had multiple tracks missing from it and it was the only version of Born This Way I had forever.
So then which tracks did you miss?
Like I had never heard Black Jesus.
Oh, that's such a good track.
It's so good.
I don't know that one either.
Maybe you have the same bootleg.
Maybe I do.
It was a bonus track on the deluxe edition.
Oh, so it is a bonus track.
So it's a bonus track.
So I wasn't
fully
off.
What were the other ones?
I don't remember the other ones.
You're not a real Gaga fan, but he owns the vinyls, but whatever. I don't know how you reconcile that.
Unbelievable.
It's about the brand. It's about when you walk into the apartment saying, these people do very well. Oh, and
I
have Gaga vinyls.
You didn't go to see her live with me.
You know me. I'm currently
fine, I know.
Broke as hell.
But we're going to go see her in Vegas.
We're going to go to Vegas.
We should go to Vegas.
Like,
yes,
so far
I
away.
I would love that. I want to see them all in Vegas. Like, I can't believe Mariah, like,
she's still doing stuff?
No, was there.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I didn't go see her. It's weird.
The Britney Vegas show looked so fun. Is that over?
I think it's over.
Is it? Oh, I didn't know that.
I think it's ending very soon.
Oh, well. I would shell out the money to go watch Christina Aguilera's show in Vegas.
Is she doing one?
No, but I'm just saying that's one that I would go to.
She, to me, is just like a general B-side person.
Yeah.
Britney Spears
that, like,
is your eternal A-side and like Christina is just the B-side of that.
Yeah,
a little bit.
I understand feeling like that. Yeah. I just think Christina, there's so much good Christina stuff that we don't even talk about.
There is.
Like, Stripped has so much good stuff.
Even her last album, Lotus or whatever.
There's some good tracks on there, and people just didn't even want to give it the time.
It's not a second.
It's too bad.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Christina Aguilera is a part of me.
I think Gaga is this anomaly for a Vegas act. Because I feel like
it's weird.
It
starts a different era about when you go to Vegas. You know what I mean? Like, no one this big currently. Or maybe she, I don't know, what are her record sales like? Are they what they used to
be? Joanne went platinum,
but like a year after it came out.
That's true.
Right, so I'm saying like maybe she's not like as financially comfortable as we thought. Who knows? She's financially comfortable. She's a huge fucking pop star. But maybe that's just not where the money is anymore.
Sure.
Maybe she wants to be doing shows and shows and shows and movies.
But she shouldn't. She's in so much pain. That's the last thing she should do.
But I don't think she thinks of herself. I think she thinks of pushing on and like
this is her second tour she's canceled. Isn't that crazy?
She's ambitious to a fault, I think. I worry about her.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Dang.
That's
she's
sad.
Gonna she can't go forever like this.
Mm. No. There's gonna have to be some sort of physical change.
Yes.
I think that like it maybe that's even part of the reason why we see her dipping her toe into acting and trying to do movies or songwrite, maybe because that's where she's headed, like in a sort of like, I don't know if Bette Midler is the right thing to say, but like some sort of like more acting direction.
Yeah. Sure.
Like Cher did for a second.
Yeah.
But sustain that maybe.
The tea that I heard is that A Star Is Born is good.
I hear that. When does that come out? Like soon, like in the spring.
It's supposed to come out in May, then it was October, and then it got pushed again to maybe September or something. But it's like, it was pushed from being a summer movie to being more of an Oscar movie because apparently people were very impressed with like Bradley Cooper's work in it, and he directed it.
Yeah.
And they said that Gaga is like good enough to get attention. But the tea that I heard said that he is like the thing you walk away from being, wow, he was amazing.
Wow.
Which is kind of crazy. And also he directed it, and I heard the movie's good.
Good
and
for
I heard
him.
That she's also good in it, but that he's like the story of it is the tea that I heard.
I was low-key rooting for him during Silver Linings Playbook during that whole Oscar season. I forgot who he was up against, but low-key I was like, yeah, he was great.
I love Bradley Cooper. I think he's a great actor.
He's one where I'm like if someone says like, do you like Bradley Cooper? My first response is no, and then I'll think on it and be like, yes.
Yeah, I'll be like, he was in What Hot American Summer.
Like, what's really to dislike? You know what I mean?
Know.
Like, he seems like a good guy, and he does
Gaga.
Good work. Yeah, his instinct seems to be good.
Yeah.
The first time I saw Silver Linings Playbook, I really didn't like it. And then the second time, I was like weeping, crying, loved it so much.
I loved it.
I think Jennifer Lawrence is kind of bullshit in that.
I think she's great. Okay.
I loved her. It like made me love her. Like
you
I was
don't
obsessed.
Love like the front runner, and I respect that. Like I root for the underdog too a lot, but like I think what colored everyone's perception of that Oscar season and that movie is like everyone was like, she's amazing, you love it, and you're like, wait, no, I haven't made up my mind
yet.
It's like
what
happened with Emma Stone in La La Land. Everyone was like, you love it, it deserves the awards, it will win, and you were like, wait, hold on, and I think the instinct to not root for that is a good one.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You have to break out of the matrix.
But also one of my dear friends once told me that you just have to go through life and experience it.
I think it's time to, with that lesson learned, it's time to move on to I Don't Think So Honey.
Absolutely.
And I Don't Think So Honey, as you're well aware, bitch.
Oh, don't come for me.
As you're well aware, is your moment to take a minute to do really whatever you want to do. And Sam proves that you can do whatever you want to do in your minute.
Oh
my
goodness.
How
us
the
in
hell?
The
this you've is... come for us. You've come for Kelly. You've really tried to ruin my life with your I Don't Think So Honeys.
This is... remember the Sam's first episode was the day that Instagram stories came out,
and you didn't mention it. I was doing a service to you guys by like, you know, you have to criticize what you love so that it gets to where it should be.
I think Sam has lifted us up. Absolutely.
Okay. Would you like me to go first?
I would love for you to go first.
Okay.
This is Matt Rodgers's I Don't Think So, Honey, and his time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, critics. Personally, my critics, I blow them kisses, but not everyone does. Hey, critics, why don't you try enjoying something? Sam Taggart, you can be a little bit of a critic. Sometimes when you're doing your I Don't Think So, Honey, you will say, I Don't Think So, Honey, Matt and Bowen, for whatever goddamn reason. Well, I won't stand for it. Sam Taggart is a critic and a hater, and he makes me stronger. When he came out and criticized Kelly Clarkson for all sorts of dumb reasons, I said, well, you're a critic, and I sipped my whatever I was drinking at that moment. Let's call it tea. I continue on. Critics, yes, I'm also talking about you in the world of film and television. I Don't Think So, Honey, because 2% of people said that Black Panther was not good. It only has a 98% on Rotten Tomatoes. Those 2% of critics, I Don't Think So, Honey, that was a universally great film. If you're a critic,
5 seconds.
Check yourself. And if you have a lot of privilege like Bowen Yang, check yourself. You are a critic of Emma Stone and Jennifer Lawrence. Check yourself. Your privilege, Bowen
and
Yang.
And that's 1 minute. Okay.
That was very scattered, like almost a tornado of I Don't Think So, Honey, where you didn't know what was coming at you from what direction.
No, but yeah, it was like pointless.
you had a three-pronged approach. You did Sam, which you spent a lot of time on, and then Black Panther, which you spent a little less time on, and then me, which like you barely squeezed
well
in.
Think about how they all attach to the umbrella of critics and then judge.
Okay,
me.
All right, okay, cool.
I'm gonna hear about this. I Don't Think So, Honey. People are gonna be like, this wasn't a very good one.
Do people
reach out to you?
And those people
not good?
Are critics and can go get fucked.
I don't have a. I don't
kisses
have a,
to them.
Do you have a phone?
I
time myself. Where's my phone? But wow. Okay. You could technically say that Matt came for us.
Technically.
I just looked down at my phone and I had a text from Michael Hartney, who's seeing the sneak peek of Frozen on Broadway tonight. And he said, Broadway Let It Go is the gag of the fucking century.
Okay.
I mean, I'm
so
sorry.
Just know that that's true.
All right, listeners.
As we still draw, I have 1 minute tickets on the clock for Bowen Yang's I Don't Think So, Honey, and his time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, people who are welcoming Paris Hilton back into the fucking mainstream zeitgeist bullshit. Kim Petras, this great new German pop star, has has her like worshiping at an altar of Paris Hilton in her music video, and everyone's like gagged for it. All the gays are like, Bowen, do you see the new Kim Petras video where like Paris Hilton makes a little cameo at the end? I'm like, yeah, I did, and it's fucking bullshit because Paris Hilton voted for Donald fucking Trump.
Important.
And I was talking to Dave Mazzoni about this. Dave is sort of like...
30 seconds.
Dave is taking this very reason side. He goes, oh, well, you know, we can't expect her to know better. And I go, yes, we can.
Absolutely can.
She went to fucking Sidley and Friends or... I don't know. That
read
fucking,
him.
Oh, no, I'm not going to read Dave, but I'm saying reading the culture that is so eager to accept
seconds.
Paris Hilton, who actually fucking sucks and is a monster and voted for the worst fucking president in the fucking history of this country, as
five
agreed
seconds
upon by 200 political scientists. So, Paris Hilton, I don't fucking think so, honey. You're a piece of shit.
And that's 1 minute.
Wow.
Very good.
That was
a two-pronged approach.
Two-pronged approach.
Because it was Paris Hilton
and
by
the culture.
The end, and it was the culture that allows Paris Hilton. And they do connect, and that's what made that fantastic.
Thank you.
I had no idea she was a Trump supporter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And she proudly admitted to that. Yeah. After the election.
And the answer was very like, I just think he'd be good for jobs. Like, it was very just like, I'm going to say this stupid fucking thing.
Yeah. Okay. Sam, okay. You ready?
I think so.
Who knows what this will be?
I don't.
You never know with this tramp. I said I didn't want any more no good tramps on this episode, on this podcast after the Annie Donnelly episode.
No good tramps.
Oh, that was fun.
Okay.
I listened to that one.
No Fine. Good tramp. No good pregnant tramp.
Okay. This is Sam Tackert. I don't think so, honey. His time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. People that make me feel bad for enjoying the warm weather in the middle of winter.
Oh!
Like, okay, I get it. Global warming is real and it's going to destroy us all. But like, and I'm not saying like it's a good thing, but like at least let me have fun for one fucking day. It's like every day is so hard with this like social political climate. Mm. And like, can I just enjoy the sunshine for a second?
We're all
seconds.
Holding hands.
30 seconds.
It's like, we all need to stop fighting, okay? We need to stop fighting.
Love you, Sam.
And we need
love
to
you.
Stop criticizing, and we need to just embrace that, yeah, it's hot.
Sister.
We love you so
sister.
Much.
Sister.
Speak on.
And like...
yes, queen.
And like...
go
it's
off,
just like,
15 seconds.
It's just like...
go off, honey.
Like, if I have to suffer through the world, like, stopping and, like, there not being enough food and, like, not enough water, then,
we
like, let
you.
Me have this one day in 2018 that,
five
like,
seconds.
You
are
happy. And like sisters,
queen,
I love us and I love our summer bodies that came a little early.
And that's all.
We all look amazing. All of our bodies look never better.
I think the three of us will have summer bodies.
I think we will.
I did 140 crunches today.
Good for you.
Too many.
Too many? They say you have to do 1,000 or it won't show up. That's what they say.
In one sitting?
Who can count to 1,000
and
not fall asleep?
I certainly couldn't count any higher than I went, so I had to stop.
Oh my god. I just came from SoulCycle.
At us turning.
A Lady Gaga versus Madonna themed ride taught by Drew B. James, friend of the pod.
Oh,
listener.
Wonderful.
He was so good. So good. He made us do stretches at the end to Madonna singing Evita. What a bitch.
Wow.
I loved him.
That's fun.
I loved him doing that. Anyway, Sam, thank you so much for doing that. That was true. That was a true one.
Yeah. It was. You know, I was like, do I go for Matt? Like, you know, the critics
no,
want
you know
me
what?
To. And
that is what everyone expects you to
right?
do.
Yes.
And I thought, you know, this is a building year.
This is a building year.
It is.
Let's focus on me. Yeah.
On building up and not tearing down.
Yes.
This is
yes,
the
yes,
year
yes.
that people step forward and say, I'm here now.
I'm here and I'm building.
I'm a victim. I'm oppressed. I like Anthony Perowski. I'm a victim. I'm here.
Let's all
my minority is white gay who likes Anthony Perowski.
That counts. That definitely counts.
That definitely counts.
Absolutely. I walk into a space and I look around and I said, no one here gets it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That makes me a minority.
That yeah. Wow.
Every religion in the world has some discrimination against white gays who like Anthony Perowski. Every religion.
It's in every text.
Yes.
It's truly. In every ancient text. It's under the, in the Bible it says, thou shalt not eat seafood. It's under that one.
Mm, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Club Comic.
Yeah.
March 7th.
Thank you so much for having me.
I feel that this was a perfect episode.
This was a perfect episode and a perfect first episode in the new space.
Wow. Thank you for being here.
This thank you for
huge.
Having me.
Inaugural. And guys, check out Sam's monthly shows in Brooklyn, Stevie, Future Forms, and also please go to Club Comic March 7th, 8 p.m., Union Hall. Amazing opener, Sashir Zameda, Sisters Weekend, Max Witter, Interstitial starring me, honey.
Oh, wow, that was some tea.
Starring Nick Nanny, Edie Mutka,
okay.
Mary Houlihan.
I like these names.
Am I okay to drop these?
You can drop all the names.
Okay, it'll be a surprise to the people who don't listen to the pod. There you go.
If everyone who listened to the pod bought a ticket, the show would sell out because we have exactly 102 listeners.
Oh, that would be incredible.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's close out with a song. And now that Sam can sing, we can all sing.
Okay, here we go. We know what the title is. Fish women
who sell fish. A lot of people think we're talking about women look like fish. We're talking about the women who sell fish.
Bye.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.